Hello, world! And this is another edition of the Paul Howe Mindset. Today is January 18th, 2019. It's already the 18th day of January. What have you done this year to go towards your goals of what you said you wanted to do in the year of 2019? I've been on a 21-day diet challenge. I'm on day 18. Start January 1st. I'm on day 18. I have a chicken salad for dinner. All I had is water. No juices, no sodas, milkshakes, ice cream, desserts, none of that stuff. I've been going to the gym 3 to 4 times a week. And I miss more than 2 days. I have a lot of work to do, I know this. But I've made a lot of progress. And I hope to all my listeners out there that you've made progress towards your goals of 2019. That's what it's all about. Progress. Whether you're losing weight, whether you want to write that book, whether you want to make more money, whether you want to go back to school, whatever. Whether you're working towards getting that job, getting a raise, a promotion, whatever you're trying to do, please make progress. I'm not the richest man in the world. I'm making progress, though. And you have to have that will. You have to be willing to sacrifice to make progress. Our vices, yeah, they're good for now. But that's going to stop process. I heard a quote by one of the best motivational speakers, if not the best motivational speaker on this planet, Eric Thomas, a.k.a. E.T. the Hip Hop Preacher. I may be paraphrasing here when I say this, but he said that one day you don't work towards your goal can set you back 6 months or even longer. I'm obsessed with this weight loss thing and this eating healthy thing now. And I have to be obsessed if I wanna reach my goal. This is it. Is it this or nothing at all? I don't want no partying. No hanging out. No, nothing. I don't want anything that has to do with celebration until I reach my goal. That's how serious I am about this. When I reach my goal, everything else will follow. Everything else that I'm working on, including this podcast. We gotta do better. I gotta do better every day. I can't slip. And I go back and think about the first of this year. Anytime you start something on the first day, especially when it comes to weight loss and eating healthy, I could have went with, you know what? Let me get one last cheap meal in. Let me give me some McDonald's. Let me give me some Popeye's chicken or something. I start tomorrow. Well, I've done that before. That tomorrow turned to next Monday. That next Monday turned to next month. Then that next month turned into, I don't even want to talk about it or nothing because I'm not even doing it. I'm not even trying. Which means I got to sit back years. I'm telling the truth. I don't want that to happen to you. I don't. And anyway, it would not happen to me again. I'm too far into this now. I made too much progress to go back now. I found the formula that works for me. I can't. It's either I reach my goals or die. That's how serious it is for me. I'm not saying you gotta feel that way. But I wanna live though, right? Don't you wanna live? I wanna live. And this is the way I'm gonna live. This is for me. It's personal for me now. And whatever your goals is, make it personal for you too. This is Paul Howe coming to you with another episode of the Paul Howe Mindset. And again, man, reach for the stars. Reach for the stars. Listen, if anybody tell you that you can't do it, get away from them. Anybody tell you that they can't be done, do not talk to them about your dreams anymore. Don't. They only hold you back. Fight for this, man. It's all on you. When you do it, all those naysayers won't have anything to say. And if they do have anything to say, they're hating. Jealous. Because they couldn't do it, and they didn't have the willpower, and they couldn't make the sacrifices that you made to reach your goals. This is Paul Howe signing out of the Paul Howe Mindset. Until next time.